I'm John Moore, and this is Going Public, and we're speaking with Leslie Washington. And coming up every first weekend in June is Wear Orange Weekend. And joining me once again this year to talk about that is Leslie Washington. So once again, there is a local group that helps organize that. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so it's SEMO. It's the chapter of SEMO here in Cape Girardeau, and it's Moms Demand Action and Every Town for Gun Safety. And so every year to honor with action those that have been impacted by senseless gun violence that we see that happens in our communities every day. We have an event every year in the Peace Park, and it's on Friday, June the 5th at noon, and we'll receive a proclamation from Mayor Robbie Gard, as well as we have a service project to collect gently used books for kids, because we have our reading program also in the summertime. So that helps with that. And then also we'll have the Be Smart table there that will give us give you information about besmart.org, as well as giving out the free gun locks to those that need them. We don't ask questions. If you need a gun lock, we can just hand you a gun lock and you go on your merry little way. So come out and join us June the 5th from 12 noon to roughly about 1:30 or 2, and learn more about Every Town and Wear Orange and why we wear orange, which started when Hadiya Pendleton was shot and killed about a week later from after marching with President Obama in his second inaugural parade in Chicago, Illinois. And she was gunned down at a playground in Chicago, Illinois. So then after that, her friends and family started to wear orange in her memory. And we know that orange is that bright, loud color that hunters wear for safety and things like that. So they honored Hadiya with action and starting that Wear Orange campaign.
Now, you mentioned quite a few things there. The service project was one of them. Can you go back a little bit and talk about the Be Smart campaign? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so Be Smart for Kids is a campaign that talks about safe storage with guns and things like that. So there's an acronym, SMART, and those letters stand for something. And so the main thing is that we want to bring awareness to that program, and you can learn more about it at besmart.org, and that will give you more information. So like the main thing is we want children to be safe, because the leading cause of death for kids and teenagers is between the ages of 17 and 24. But as you know, we see so many other children that we've lost to gun violence. So this is, we want to bring awareness to the community of Cape Girardeau, and we want people to understand to be safe with your firearms. If you have them, make sure they're locked up and stored safely to where a child cannot get to it, because you see a lot of times where children can get access to a firearm and maybe take it to school and, you know, show it off to their friends, and something deadly happens or too many tragedies happen in the home. So we just want you to be safe and want our babies to be safe as well.
There's been quite a few legislative items, and I know that you do with your group travel to the Capitol. Is there any legislation that's out there or any progress that you've seen in preventing gun violence, or any sort of progress there that you've seen this year?
We're still working. I was just in the Capitol on April the 7th in Jefferson City, and I was able to share my story about how I've been impacted and things like that. So we just have to continue to work hard and work together, and we have to hold people accountable in their actions, because we have too many things that continue to happen every day. And so we're still working and fighting and trying to do what is necessary to hold people accountable for their actions.
I know that red flag laws have somewhat changed. Can you maybe shed some light on some of those changes?
Yes. So that, like John said, a red flag law or an extreme risk protection order law, or ERPO, it's a civil court order allowing law enforcement, family members, or medical professionals to temporarily remove the firearms from individuals deemed a high risk to themselves or others. And they're designed to intervene during crisis to prevent gun violence and suicide. And that's also still a work in progress as well. It's just we need to keep working and keep doing what we need to do to get those ERPOs taken care of, because we know that in a gun violence situation, when there's a gun involved in a domestic situation, that is 5 times more likely to for that situation to turn deadly.
Have you seen more progress with legislature in that aspect, or what have you seen this year?
Not much. Like I said, we're still working on it. It's just going to take some time. Some bills have to be passed and some things have to be taken care of. So it's just we have to continue to talk to our legislators. Like, they're ending session soon if they haven't.
I think it's just ended.
Yeah. So I was going to say it's just done. So we just have to get back in there. We never stop. I know I never stop. Like, you know, my story, my cousins were, I lost one to suicide and one to murder in St. Louis. And so those are two of the main reasons that I continue this fight, as well as those that I've seen here in the community. Madison Kingston Robinson at the age of 15 here in Cape Girardeau, and then Kamari Childress at the CVS, and then the high school graduation 2 years ago at the Show Me Center. So those are like 4 or 5 of the main reasons why I continue to advocate for gun violence, because it's something that's very near and dear to my heart and is very personal. So I want to do my part to advocate for those that have been impacted by gun violence.
Well, let's go back to the Wear Orange weekend once again, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Recapping how to find out more information about that and the efforts locally.
Okay, so Wear Orange weekend again is June the 5th, Friday, June the 5th at 12 noon in the Peace Park on Broadway Avenue here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And there we will, our service project this year is collecting gently used books for our reading program, as well as we will have a proclamation by Mayor Robbie Gard that we'll be presented with. And also Tamika Randa will be there briefly to speak, as well as we'll have one story, and I'll be giving the occasion as to why we wear orange. So feel free to stop by. You don't have to stay the whole time. Just come and stay briefly. And we're also going to have Be Smart for Kids information. You can learn more about Be Smart for Kids. And then also to learn more about Wear Orange, you can go to wearorange.org. And then besmartforkids.org as well to learn more about those campaigns.
All right. Well, once again, thanks to Leslie Washington and coming in to speak about Wear Orange Weekend. That is Friday, June 5th in Peace Park in downtown Cape. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.